And that's with Henry Sikorski of the Non-Proliferation Policy Education Center. He's the executive director. In the news these last hours is the speculation in Washington and other capitals that the Russians have developed or are developing or have deployed or are ready to experiment with an anti-satellite device that chiefly looks like a nuclear weapon in space. Once detonated, there's plenty of reason to believe it damages or takes down communication satellites. Starlink is said to be part of the story. Russia's worried about it because of its uses in Ukraine. However, there are all those spy satellites up there. There are thousands of satellites. So we come to a war game that Henry has conducted over these last years. And right now we're on the second move. North Korea has launched several ballistic missiles, none of which are headed to orbit. One of them has a nuclear device on. It explodes. Immediately, there's a crisis because North Korea now launches an invasion of the South. The U.S. and all of its allies, and to my knowledge, unless they prepared, China as well, are blind from their satellites. Have I said all that correctly, Henry?
Yes. Yes.
And what we come to now is what is to be done. The negotiations failed, negotiations with North Korea. Therefore, there is a war underway on the Korean Peninsula. The U.S. is involved, but without adequate communication, without coordination, without good eyes on where the Chinese troops are moving. All of this is chaos within hours. Henry, lessons learned from this game, because you played it over many days with a distinguished representation. What did you learn from it? What did they learn from it?
Well, I mean, there were a number of suggestions, which, you know, I'm not sure they're that easy to do, but you have to start getting your head around it. And one is, you might want to have a real effort. And in fairness, I think the Pentagon is got people thinking about this and even doing things where you put things in orbits that wouldn't be affected so much by a low Earth orbit detonation. And we see Space Force and Space Command talk about the development of satellites that can operate in low, medium, and geosynchronous orbit. And even be able now, they're talking about things that could transit away from certain orbits. That would help. In addition, as much as I fixate on space, most of the communications between nations is conducted through sea cables. Do we protect those well enough? With regard to aerial imagery, there are things like balloons. We certainly got an education about that from the Chinese not that long ago. There are, things that can fly for a long duration, and like drones. And so you need to start thinking about those backup systems to backfill. Then there's the whole question of replenishment. Do we have and are we protecting our ability to quickly reconstitute? Do we reconstitute right away when there's maximum radiation in the low Earth orbit Van Allen belts, or do we wait? These are all questions. I mean, I don't have the answers. Then there's the whole question of hardening. Do we bother to harden? Do we bother to demand to have hardened systems that are, 13,000 in number or greater and can be replenished, quote unquote, reasonably quickly? Or do we simply make that demand on those services that are supplied or sold to the government or the military? All of these questions are somewhat open. I think they're beginning to get addressed in a way where some of them are, being answered. But yeah, all of those things come to mind. And that I'm told that the report did circulate within the Pentagon. I have a friend who remained nameless who's positioned to take these things and say, hey, look at this. So, I mean, I'm sure, not only my report, but, you know, things that are done with much more information than my report are making rounds. I feel reasonably confident that these things are being debated, whether they're being answered, and particularly whether or not our legislators are properly attending to this, I think is more open to question.
At 30 seconds, Henry, to your knowledge, is there an enforcement mechanism for the Outer Space Treaty?
I'll just say no. I'm going to make it easy. I think, long story short, it's a real problem.
Henry Sikorsky is the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. The Russians have an anti-satellite weapon, maybe. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.